John Hayes, a homegrown Juno classical piano player who returns home on a regular basis to perform or to bring other pianists to the stage. John, welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me here, Cheryl. So good to be here.
Yes, and it's terrific that you've got a couple concerts lined up for this weekend and concerts that are actually in person. Hooray, at long last.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about those concerts on the show today, but I was hoping you could first give us an overview of the Juno Piano Series and also tell us about the special Schimmel concert piano.
Sure, yeah. Well, first of all, the Schimmel is sort of the beginning of why I wanted to do the piano series, because it was in 2016 in the fall that my piano teacher, Mary Watson, started a fundraising effort of a concert program to raise money so that Jack could purchase a new piano for their space. The Jack had a piano before that, but it was rather old. It was a bit of a challenge for each performer to navigate it. And so, yeah, through 2016 and 2017, there was like five or six concerts, and I think like $10,000 were raised initially, and then I think it got doubled from there. So we had like 20 some thousand dollars to shop around for a new piano. And as I recall, Mary traveled down to Portland, Oregon, I think, to look at the piano store there and found that piano and loved it. And it was in the price range too, so it was economical. And so then the Jack got this great new piano. And then I was kind of thinking about it. I was like, wow, there's not a lot of solo classical piano playing happening in town. It happens sometimes, like Jazz and Classics does great work and Juno Symphony does piano things every now and then, but there's not a lot of like focus on solo piano playing. And it's kind of one, use that good instrument. It's an investment, so it needs to be used. Two, I really love classical piano, obviously, so I want to create more opportunities for that music making to happen in the community.
Very good. So what is special about a Schimmel piano?
Oh, I mean, it's not like more special than other brands. It's a little bit rare in the U.S. It's a German brand. So it has some, maybe the construction is a little bit different than, say, a U.S. made Steinway or something. I wouldn't know the difference. But it does have, this piano in particular can like hold one note for a very long time. Like you plop down on one note and like half a minute later, the sound is still there. And it can play quiet real good. It can play loud really good. And once the pianist can kind of get their hands on it for a little bit, it allows you to do a lot of things artistically, I think.
So with those features, are there particular artists or particular songs that you just love playing on that piano?
It makes everything nicer.
Great. Well, let's talk about some of the things that's going to make nicer this weekend. I understand you yourself are not performing. Who have you brought to town to play for us?
So first, this Friday at 7 p.m., Kyle Farley Robinson will be performing. And he is also a Juno raised guy that is... He's actually a junior now in college, but he actually played for the piano series the first year of the Juno piano series when he was still in high school. So he's a very talented young man. he's actually not studying music for his major. He's in electrical engineering with a minor in music. So he's got a very diverse skill set, but he still wants to make music, and I'm very, very happy to be a venue that he can help make that happen. And then Sunday at 3 p.m., two of my friends from when I did my master's in music in Fairbanks will be coming here. One of them is a pianist, of course. The other is a singer. She's a soprano. So it'll be a program of vocal music and also some solo piano music as well.
Okay. And I understand that they were both together at UAF and now they're both in Arizona doing doctorate work. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And are they close together so they can keep performing together, or it just worked out that way?
I think Kirsten's been living in Fairbanks, but maybe she's in Arizona now. I'm not sure. Eleni is now based in Arizona for the right now, but yeah, they've been friends we've all been friends since about 2014. So.
Very good. Well, you were kind enough to share some clips of each of these musicians performing. So we're going to start by playing a bit of Kyle on piano. Can you share anything to set this piece up? And it's just about a little bit over a minute.
Yeah, yeah. It's from a Franz Joseph Haydn piano sonata he'll be playing. The cool thing about Haydn, I think, is he was one of the first composers to write for piano. Before that, it would have been like harpsichord or clavichord, whatever, different types of things. And so the piano element crops up in like how he alternates soft and quiet things with loud things right next to each other, and little like elegant moves that happen very quickly because that's what piano's good at.
Okay, great. Well, let's give this a listen. Selection is just wonderful. It's great.
Yes.
It's really great. So what is Kyle going to be playing on Friday night?
He has a Bach piece called Italian Concerto, because Bach was all about like imitating and taking on all these like national styles and like learning from them. He has this Haydn sonata in E flat major, and then Debussy Suite for the piano.
Okay, great. And that's 7 o'clock at the Jack. All right.
Yes.
Okay, great. So now we're going to transition over to hearing a bit of Eleni and Kirsten. What do you have to share about this clip I'm going to play from them?
So a large part of the program they're doing is based on Greek music. This piece is by a Greek composer, Konstantinidis. Eleni Persephone Stavronou is Greek, so that's sort of the connection there. So that's a fabulous thing, because Greek music is not like too well known in like classical music world. You know, it's all like German or French or Italian, Russian, but what are the Greeks doing? Well, a lot of things, but I think the song is titled Where Can You Be?
Okay, and is this a contemporary composer or did he write?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I believe he was born early 20th century and died in the 80s.
Okay, great. All right, well, I'll play that selection now. Wow, Kirsten has an incredible voice.
I was just thinking, like, what a fantastic job speaking the Greek so well. Mm-hmm. I assume, you know, it's not an easy language for English speakers, I think.
Yeah, wonderful. So in addition to this piece we will hear on Sunday, what else are they going to perform?
It's not all Greek music. They sort of have a theme, I think, of like more classical music and the Greek classical music. There's going to be some solo Alexander Scriabin, Russian composer, a set of songs by Richard Strauss, and then, well, continuing the Greek theme, there's also, I think, a set of songs by French composer Maurice Ravel. So it's sort of like the outsider's perspective of what's going on there.
Okay, great. So again, to recap, the concerts are happening Friday and Sunday, 7 o'clock at the Jack. Tickets are available from the Jack.
Sunday is 3 p.m.
Oh, 3 p.m. Thank you. Okay, so 7 p.m. Friday, yes. 3 p.m. Sunday. Tickets are available through the Jack?
Through the Jack, yes.
Okay, so jahc.org. Anything else you wanted to talk about today, John, that we didn't get to?
I think that about covers it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for speaking with us today, John Hayes, and also thank you so much for creating this concert series so our community can hear this beautiful piano played and hear some incredible musicians that you bring to town.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great afternoon.
You too. Goodbye.